We'll be covering chapter 4, store opening and closing. In this, by the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand introduction to store opening and closing, store opening process, store closing process, key management, store opening and closing checklist. Normally, there is a store, there's a stipulated time decided in the standard opening procedure laid down by the company. So a store has to open to that specific time mentioned in the SOP, and it has to close as per the time mentioned, as per the process laid down by the organization. So here will be, I'll be taking you through the introduction of store opening, how the stores are opened and how they are closed, what is the opening and closing process of the store, how keys has to be maintained, and there is a checklist, who needs to fill this, the checklist on daily, weekly and periodic basis. Introduction to store opening and closing. Every store has a fixed customer shopping hours. So if it's a mall, normally the mall opens at 11 o'clock. So probably, just an example, the store opening time would be 11 o'clock for the customers, but the chances are the store might open at 10 o'clock. So the staff comes by 10:15, 10:30. They do their grooming, the replenishment part happens. There's a store briefing which happens. So normally every store has a fixed customer shopping hours. So for customers, the timing would be different, and for staff, the timing would be different. First customer walking in the store must get the promised shopping experience. So as per the slide, what the content of the point is, when a customer walks in at 11 o'clock, he or she gets the good experience. The store is prepared. The staff, the security guard is already in place. He has his counter. He counts the customer. He greets, he smiles. When the customer walks in, he has the staff with his pleasing personality, smiling, greeting, welcoming the guest. The store is ready with all replenishment. The stock has been replenished. And whatever products were sold yesterday were replenished. The display is proper. So this is a proper experience in itself. So that is the point in a nutshell. Store should be opened clean and arranged well before time for customer shopping hours. So if the store trading hours or customer hours are from 11 to 9:30, the store has to open by 10, and the housekeeping staff will do the dusting and cleaning part. The staff will come, they are well groomed, they change into uniform. They are the ladies who have been asked to wear a light makeup, they wear a makeup. Staff, male staff, they change into uniform with shoes polished. So they are ready, and they are ready, available to attend the customers and attend the guests. While closing the store, precautions to ensure merchandise and store assets safely must be taken. So probably a 9:30 or 10 or 10:30, 11 is the time where the store shuts down for customers. So the different people have to ensure that the assets of the company are well taken care of. So if there is a first aid box needed for staff, it has to go in proper place. If there is a cash deposited, it has to go into a proper locker or a safe deposit, a safe provided by the organization to keep the cash. So while closing, all this precaution has to be taken care of. All when the store shuts down, the shutter has to come down, it has to be locked. The keys go into a proper cupboard, or it goes in a proper place where it's designated, it is supposed to be. Store head must prepare in advance a detailed store opening and closing schedule. This is a schedule how we have a roster for staff. So there is also a schedule where the opening manager will open the store and the closing manager will close the store. Now both of these managers will be having a different shift. Opening manager will come in first shift, the closing manager will come in second or third shift, wherein he has to stay back late, do the closing and go back and go finish the closing and close, do the process. Broad guidelines for store opening and closing schedule. Schedule must be prepared in advance and circulated to all concerned. Any changes must be done only after approval of store head. So store opening and closing is the roster or this schedule is either made by the store admin or store maintenance person, or in case the store HR is also doing a role of store admin. This guidelines or this roster is prepared by the store HR or a store manager in consultation with HR person. Now once this roster is prepared or when the schedule is prepared, it has to be shared well in advance with the opening and closing managers, so that there is no ambiguity and there is no major goof ups. So once this has been shared with them, they need to stick to that schedule. And any changes, if somebody is designated to open a store who has a store key, if he or she is not able to open, or if there is some change in the plan, probably a roster from Monday to Sunday is prepared. But in case on Tuesday, as opening manager comes to know that, okay, Thursday or Friday he has an doctor appointment, or he or she has some personal problem, or he or she is not able to open the store, he has to intimate the store HR person or store manager, change the schedule, take approval. The schedule will be only changed post approval of the store manager. So once that done, then only the changes will be rolled out. Store HR must factor in duty roster so that respective staff reports to work on time. So the duty roster is prepared, the schedule has been shared, so they know which time they are supposed to report to the store and do the formalities. The employee who has resigned or on notice period should not be a part of store opening or closing team and should not be allowed to sign any of the documents. Any employees who has resigned or who is on notice period will not be a part of store opening and closing, since that person will not take his or her job responsibility seriously. Because the store has lot of assets, lot of there is merchandise, there is lot of there is cash involved. There are a lot of things which are important, which are assets to an organization. So since he is resigned, he may or may not fulfill his responsibility with due diligence, and hence this point is raised that the person who is on notice will not be a part of opening or closing, or the store important keys will not be handed over, or he cannot sign any important documents like related to a stock transfer. So in case if any stock is going out during a store closing time, he will not be able to sign those documents. Cross-functional store opening team reports to work an hour before store opening. So cross-functional team will report to the store opening. So in case the store is opening at 11 o'clock, the cross-functional team will come at 10, and the housekeeping will come, they will start the cleaning and dusting, the staff will be well groomed. So the preparation happens well in advance before the customer entry starts. A general inspection of store exteriors and interiors is conducted and any discrepancy is highlighted. So normally the opening manager comes, he takes his checklist, he goes out, checks the store exterior, he checks the glow sign, he checks the LED sign, he checks the brand signage. So the opening manager comes in the morning, he opens the store, he takes the checklist. He goes out to the store exteriors and interiors, he does the checking part, and whatever, if there is any discrepancy, he highlights that. Necessary entries in checklist and registers are done. So once he opens the store, he takes around with the checklist, he makes his observation and makes necessary entries, and he signs those registers. Store as well as back office is clean in all aspects and ready for customers. Once the store is open from 10 to 10:15, the housekeeping staff goes to the back office, they clean back office and the store is clean, and the store is being prepared for the customers. All the trolleys and basket are clean and placed properly. So in case of hypermarkets, the trolley and baskets are kept. In case of departmental stores, there are shopping bags. So a store manager or the opening manager, when they take a round, they need to ensure that all these things are placed well wherever they are supposed to be kept as per the SOPs. All the other staff enters the store 30 minutes before store opening after frisking by security and gets ready in respective department. So since a store is opening at 11 o'clock, the staff is supposed to report by 10:30. They will come, they will change into uniform, they go to the respective sections, they check the displays, if some stocks which has sold, they do the replenishment. If sometime in certain size set is not available, they will replace the stocks, they will ensure the display is proper, and they prepare the department, their respective department, for the customer entries. Store has lot many expensive assets including the merchandise stock. There are different assets like the merchandise, it also calculated as an asset. The stocks, then there is cash, the telephone lines, lot of things are calculated as an asset. The store team needs to ensure that the merchandise, everything, the assets are well taken care of by the staff and the store operations team. Great care must be taken for store closing process for store security. While closing the store, in case the store is selling jewelry or if they are selling watches, extra care has to be taken to check that everything, all the doors are locked and sealed proper. There is a seal which has been used. So all the lockers are locked and it's proper. The closing manager needs to ensure that the closing, each and every staff has locked the expensive products and the assets. The store closing team takes start work after the last customer exit. Normally the store closing time is 9:30 or on a week, weekend, Saturday, Sunday, it's 10:30. So the store closing process starts once the last customer has left the store premises. Moment the customer steps out of the store, the closing manager will start the closing process. Doors are locked, apparel stocks are covered, other excess stocks are placed back in respective places. Cash tills are locked and settlement done by cashiers. Cash kept in the safe, all store and office equipment are shut down except the freezer and chillers. So moment the last customer leaves, the closing manager starts initiating the closing procedure. So he goes to when there are various customer exits, so he goes and he locks the door from inside, and if possible there are different organizations follow different process. So certain doors can get locked from outside, shutters are pulled down, there are locks which has to be put. The apparel stocks kept in the back stock, that door has to be locked. Excess stock kept in the warehouse, that has to be locked. Cash deals, all the cash, head cash, the cashier will remove all the cash and will submit a tender sheet to the head cashier. All cash deals, point of sale are locked. Settlement, every post sale or point of sale has a settlement report. All card EDC machines, which is where you swipe your credit cards and debit cards. Those, there's a closing process where you do a day closing. There's a settlement slip which comes out. So that's the day close. Once you do a settlement, you cannot do further transaction on that. So the cashier has to do a day close for the EDC machine as well as the point of sale software. So there is a slip generated. He has to log out and submit the money to the head cashier. Once the head cashier gets all the money from all the cashiers, he does the tender reconciliation. He checks whether all money as filled in the tender sheet is accounted, is proper. Once that is done, he takes entire tender sheet and the money, he puts into the safe in a locker. He puts it and locks it. All lights and other lights are shut down except for the emergency light. And in case of hypermarket, the freezer and chillers are not switched off. It's kept on 24/7. The team leaves only after doors are closed and locked with the proper seal placed on them. So once everything is locked, the closing manager goes take a round. He shuts down the lights. He comes back, and the door is closed in front of security and the closing manager. The door is locked, and there is a sealed. There is a seal which is put on the lock. You know, there is a seal which is placed on the seal. Locking system must be in place and keys managed properly. So once the locking system is done, the keys are kept, the keys need to be managed properly. For every lock, individual set of keys must be maintained separately. So every lock would have two or three sets, and these three sets are kept separately and are maintained at the proper place, which is designated as, this is assigned as per the process laid down for opening and closing, as per the SOP of store opening and closing. Front gate should have proper locks. Each shutter should have at least two locks with key maintained with different personnel. So normally the front shutter gate will have two. When the shutter is brought down for shutting down, there are two locks. So for store safety reason, there are two different locks, and the two different keys would be with two different person. So in any case, if any staff is up to some mischief, he wants to come and rob the store or steal from the store, the person cannot open the store without help of the other manager. So two different locks are kept, two different keys are used, and when two keys are brought together, then only the shutter will go up. Proper care must be taken to avoid any loss or duplication of keys. So whenever any keys which are any lock has two or three keys, so proper care has to be taken so that no staff makes a duplicate keys and the keys are misused. If the key is lost, lock is immediately changed to the prevent theft. So in case a opening manager or a closing manager loses a key somewhere, he or she informs the store manager. Immediately the store manager has to replace the lock so that the theft can be prevented. All other gates like warehouse gate, material, in and out gates, ad store, etc. must be locked from inside. So basically all gates where the stock is kept has to be locked from inside. The material in and out gates, it has to be locked from inside as well. An operational key must be kept properly in the key locker and in a sealed and a signed envelope. So there is normally a box given to the store where all the counter keys are kept, all the door keys are kept inside, that has been locked, and that keys are taken by the closing manager. So again, this process is different from store to store. Some stores keep the key with the closing manager, some stores keep it in a locker, so they're in a safe, and the store keys is taken by the closing manager. So the second set, dead keys are kept with the store head. So this is the checklist which the opening or closing manager checks. So when he takes this checklist, he goes and checks staff entrance and exit. So he puts a tick mark. If it's locked properly, he puts a tick mark over there. If it's not there, he rectifies and then he puts a tick mark. Customer entrance and exit, he checks it and puts a tick mark. Customer IT and EDP room. So he goes to the server room of the IT department, check whether that's locked properly or not. Or EDP room, he checks it and puts a tick mark. Cash safe, he goes to the cash safe, checks whether it's locked. So he has to physically go check the locker handle, check the lock, open the store safe and check whether it's locked or not. So he performs that activities and puts a tick mark. Cash counters, he has to physically check each counters whether they have been locked or not. So he has to push and see if he pushes it and he opens up, that means it's not locked properly. Manager's room, goes to the back office, checks all the drawers whether they are locked or not. Generator room, so he goes and check whether it's locked and there is a seal on it. Other points, electrical switch room and safe are closed. All desktop printers, POS machines and cash till. So he goes to the cash till, takes around, takes a walk, go and check whether all cash tills are sealed, locked, and there is POS machines are all, desktops are all switched off and nothing is on. All trolleys, baskets are counted. The housekeeping gets all the trolleys and baskets in case of hypermarkets. They get it, they count it, they maintain a register, they write on it. So he checks the register whether all trolleys and baskets are counted and then he puts a tick mark. Apparel gondolas are covered with cloth. So normally wherever the apparels are displayed, some retailers put a cloth on that gondolas. The gondola is a shelf. A gondola is called to a shelf where the apparels are displayed, where the shirts are kept folded. So some retailers cover the gondolas with a cloth. So he needs to check whether it's done or not. If it's done, he puts a tick mark. If it's not done, he has to get it rectified and get it done. All stocks left behind is moved to the base. So in case if there are extra stock or if it's some stocks which is not needed, then it has to move back to the back stock or to the base on the back side of the bay, or it has to move out, but not on the shop floor. All stocks left move to the base. Chillers and freezers in proper working condition. In case of hypermarket, he needs to check the temperature, whether it's the temperature is appropriate and whether it's it has to be on power on mode. It does not have to be switched off. Presence of guard for the night duty. So once the closing is done, he comes out of the store for the closing and he ensures there's a night guard there guarding the place and securing the place. So he needs to check, the night shift guard has to come in the closing shift and he's already available before the closing starts. So here in this chapter, we did learn about store opening and closing, the processes, the steps need to ensure, the steps taken by the store manager, how the roster is prepared, who does opening, who does closing, what steps are taken to prevent any mishaps or accidents. The store's opening and store closing should happen on a scheduled time, and the keys management. So this is what we learned in this chapter. Thank you.